आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
हमसे जुड़िए जब आप चाहें SBS हिंदी पॉडकास्ट कलेक्शन, SBS ऑडियो ऐप, SBS साउथ एशियन के यूट्यूब चैनल या फिर थर्ड पार्टी पॉडकास्टिंग प्लेटफॉर्म जैसे स्पॉटिफाई पर। आप हमें लाइव सुन सकते हैं हर शाम 5 बजे डिजिटल रेडियो, टीवी चैनल 305, SBS ऑन डिमांड या फिर हमारी वेबसाइट पर भी।
नमस्कार, मैं हूँ नताशा कॉल SBS हिंदी टीम से। इंडस्ट्रियल रिलेशंस जर्नल ऑफ इकोनॉमी एंड सोसाइटी में प्रकाशित एक नवीनतम शोध में नौकरी पाने के लिए चीनी और भारतीय नामों वाले आवेदकों पर ध्यान केंद्रित किया गया है। इस स्टडी का उद्देश्य ये समझना था कि कोविड के दौरान नौकरी आवेदनों में किन नामों पर सकारात्मक जवाब पाए गए, क्या भारतीय और चीनी नाम वाले आवेदकों को भी उतने ही सकारात्मक जवाब मिले जितने कि इंग्लिश नाम के आवेदकों को। इस शोध में लीडरशिप रोल के लगभग 1240 आवेदन और नॉन लीडरशिप पदों के लिए 7180 आवेदन शामिल थे, जो ऑस्ट्रेलिया में 6 व्यवसायों में 3500 नौकरी विज्ञापनों में भेजे गए थे। इसको समझने के लिए आज हम जुड़ रहे हैं स्टडी के रिसर्चर प्रोफेसर एंड्रियास लाइब्रांट से, जो हमें इस शोध के बारे में जानकारी दे रहे हैं।
प्रोफेसर एंड्रियास, एथनिक माइनॉरिटीज एंड द लीडरशिप ग्लास क्लिप इज अ ग्राउंड ब्रेकिंग स्टडी ऑन डिस्क्रिमिनेशन अगेंस्ट एथनिक नेम्स इन द वर्कप्लेस एंड इट एक्सप्लोर्स हाउ एथनिक नेम्स सच एज इंडियन और चाइनीज नेम कैन इम्पैक्ट employer's decision to issue a callback in contrast to English names. So first of all, tell us about the study and what were the key findings?
Yes, pleasure to do that. So this study was one of a series of studies where we used field experiments to estimate discrimination into job entry. So we use resume studies. So we send out resumes to employers. We did that in Australia. That's the largest resume study that was conducted in Australia. We sent over 12,000 applications to jobs in different cities in Australia. And we investigate who gets a callback and who doesn't get a callback, depending on the resume that we sent. And our main variable of interest is the name. And does the name signal ethnicity? Is it a more white right. name, more Indian name, or is it a Chinese name? And that study, the latest study, compares callback rates pre-COVID and during COVID.
Right.
And we have a previous study where we only look at pre-COVID. We found quite startling findings that callback rates, for instance, for Indian names, were about just half compared to white names for leadership positions. And we wanted to see how do these ethnicity gaps fare in a highly uncertain business environment. And COVID times gave us that as a natural experiment. So this, we used the same names. For example, we had, for Indian names, we had Amit, Ankita, Vikram, Silpa, not sure I'm saying this right, Deepak, Rashna. Right. So there were different, we had a set of different names to make sure it's not the specific result of a specific name that may signal other variables than just ethnicity.
So what was found in during COVID? So did the Indian names get a call back, or what was the key difference between pre-COVID and during COVID?
Well, you can imagine that callback rates dropped very significantly during COVID for all applicants because of such a right. high uncertain hiring environment. But what we do observe is that the drop in callback rates pre and during COVID is much more pronounced for white names than it is for non-white names, including Indian names. So while you had before COVID, Indian and Chinese for that matter names receiving about roughly half of the callbacks as compared to white names, there's no statistical difference during COVID anymore between white names and Indian names and Chinese names. Yeah, so during COVID, when we focus on leadership positions, because that's where the most interesting finding probably is,
Right.
we have callback rates of about 5%, hovering around 5% for white and Indian names. Pre-COVID, to give you as a reference point, we have white names receiving roughly 23% and Indian names receiving roughly 13, 12%. Yeah.
So let me get this right. So pre-COVID was for Indian
12%, let's say 12 to 13.
12% were receiving a callback.
Yes.
And during COVID, that came down to 5%.
That's correct. But it came down to 5% also for white names. And white names had pre-COVID close to one quarter of white names received a callback rate.
So, how I understand is the gap between the English name and the Indian name became less as compared to pre-COVID. Is that right?
That's correct. It basically almost vanished, yeah.
Professor Andreas, tell us the methodology which was involved in creating the study.
Yes, so a resume study. So it was a very large-scale resume study where we send out fictitious resumes to employers who have posted job advertisements on the most common job boards in Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane. And we sent a handful of resumes to each of these job advertisements over roughly a year. So
Right.
we sent out 12,000 resumes to 4,000 jobs posted in that time period and record whether we receive a response or don't receive a response. And an important variable that we look at is also whether that job that was advertised was a leadership position or not. So what I just told you, that shrinking or vanishing gap, depending on ethnicity, is actually only occurring for leadership positions. It's not occurring for non-leadership positions.
Non-leadership,
Non-leadership
yes.
positions, we still have a very significant ethnicity gap during COVID. Our main interest first was in the previous study to investigate whether these resume study findings that have been conducted all over the world and used as an indicator for discrimination in labor markets, how do these findings hold when we focus only on leadership positions? Because theories out there, economic theories, suggest it could be more pronounced discrimination depending on the name in leadership positions or less. And what we there found, it's even more pronounced for leadership positions. So that was the starting point. We were really interested in leadership positions discrimination, but as a reference point, we wanted to look at non-leadership positions. And comparing these two gives us an idea where it's more pronounced. And
Right.
interestingly, again, during COVID, that sort of changes a lot.
But just for
And
the leadership
just for
positions.
the leadership positions,
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
correct.
I was looking at your study and the findings and the discussions it was raising. What really stood out for me was it notes hiring diverse leaders could help organizations justify a weak performance by blaming their diversity and inclusion experiments. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so that's one possible speculation. So we were, quite frankly, we were surprised by these findings that the ethnicity gap shrinks during COVID. So we went back to the literature and looked at comparable findings and at the theory providing potential explanations. So the one that you mentioned is one. Often when organizations are in disruption, first of all, they're more willing to experiment. There could be, just the necessity that you need to hire the best candidate, regardless of anything. It could be that the best candidate is someone who shakes up the organization a bit. And that person, whether someone is able to shake an organization, may depend on ethnicity as well, or how different that person is from, your average employee in an organization. There's, of course, also the more sinister possibility that you can hire someone who could potentially be blamed as a scapegoat later on, yes.
Right. Anything else that stood out in
In that specific study, again, it was a bit of a surprise what we observed. I think in the previous study, we were just also surprised by the extent of the ethnicity gap in hiring.
Right.
Comparatively speaking to other countries than Australia, it's quite pronounced what we have observed in Australia. So what we observed during COVID is very different, which may be due to COVID, but it also may just be a change of times where we have a decrease in discrimination over time in Australia. That's a possibility. But again, we only observe it for leadership positions, which suggests a more complex picture of the existence of discrimination in the hiring space in Australia.
These studies are important for them to understand that there is a hidden or unconscious bias which these studies bring out. So, in this situation, what should be the role of government or the industry? What can they do to bring this gap or sort of decrease this gap?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I think a lot of exciting things are happening in the hiring space, and especially when it comes to resume screening, which is the very first step into employment. Most enterprises use technologies to screen resumes nowadays. And these technologies, that could be some type of artificial intelligence, usually is not using the name as an indicator for anything. So we expect that these technologies help overcoming the name affecting your application rates. The other thing is that other companies have blinded names. They take out the names and then send them to screeners, to, in that case, not computers, but humans. That has been done successfully to some extent, although that may backfire. Research has been shown that when you do that, you actually can disadvantage women, or women would be better off if the name was shown and indicating gender in this way. So these are two things. Interestingly, what also doesn't work too well is the whitewashing of the name. So you often observe it for Chinese applicants who have often a Western name. And there's some study indicating that that not necessarily helps either.
Does it have any recommendation for any for job applicants with ethnic names?
Yeah, I mean, look, there are several points to that. One important point, I think, is it depends on the type of the position you apply to, right? That's the first thing. The second thing is, I mean, I'd be hesitant to want to work in an organization that has that bias in the first stage, in first place. The second thing, I think, is I'd be less concerned about this in bigger organizations because of the volume that they receive, and then they will be more likely to use technology, and technology usually is blind, it's not taking the name into account. You could think, and no research has been done to my knowledge, but you could think about trying to counteract your name in one way or another, in, for instance, emphasizing that you're well integrated into society here. I don't know. Honestly, if I wouldn't change a thing as an applicant, I would hope that the organizations have realized the big concerns around that, use technologies that can overcome that, and yeah, start from there.
Thank you so much for talking to us and shedding light on this interesting study, which really brings out some key points for industry and the government to work on.
Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you so much.
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने? इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।